My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about three easy ways to quote unquote gamify your onboarding process. So when we talk about gamifying, you think about when you are playing a game, you're collecting badges, right? And for example, when we think about a company at SingleGrain, we use a tool called Bonusly. And what that does is it shows, like, I can award Neil if he did something great at the company. Oh, hey, Neil, here's 100 points, which is basically $10. And you can go buy anything with it. And from those points, Neil can win like sheriff or like, you know, top VIP winner or top nominated based on culture values, right? And there starts to become this little competition. That's kind of gamifying things. So when we're thinking about gamifying your onboarding process, this could be for really internal onboarding, like employees, and also for customers as well. And so when I think about gamifying an onboarding process, you can add levels to things, right? Like I have this book next to me, Leveling Up, right? So let's say it's the very first day for the customer and they're coming on. What can you do to gamify that? Well, what do they really like? Maybe you can go and look at their Twitter, right? So maybe you have different levels saying, okay, at level one, I'm going to look at their Twitter. Maybe I'm going to buy something that they're interested in, right? And buy something that's memorable for them. Maybe when they reach like month six with you, maybe you're able to, or month three with you, maybe that's a little sooner, right? You can get them something else, right? So this is kind of gamifying the gift giving process, but that's just one element of it. You can have different levels. That's kind of the key point that I'm giving for this very first step. That's how you can gamify things. It doesn't have to be gifts. It can be other stuff as well.
Yeah. And the second tactic that I recommend with onboarding is make sure that you let them unlock certain things when they complete certain tasks. So just like in a game,
when you finish a level, you get that satisfaction, right? Eric's talking about levels and how you can just keep leveling up. But in games, what they do that's super well is when you finish a level, you get something, whether it's more tokens, whether it's more points, like Eric mentioned with his internal employees. And you can do almost anything when it comes to the gifts or the points or whatever you think is most relevant for your audience. So when they complete certain things, make sure there's some quote unquote carrot that you can dangle in front of them. So be like, cool, I need to get here and finish this so I can get this. And after that, have another carrot that you're dangling for them. Because when you do that, it helps motivate them to keep progressing forward.
Yeah. Number three, just to make it a little more practical for you all, building on what Neil said, if you have an onboarding checklist for them when they come on and they complete these things as they're going through the onboarding process. So let's say you reach 25%, you're going to get this. You reach 50%, you're going to get this. When you reach 100%, you're going to get this. And when you start referring other people, you're going to get this too, right? So you start getting all these prizes. And when you think about Morning Brew, the way they do their, one of the big ways that they grew their newsletter was having a referral process at the very end, right? That's kind of an element of gamifying it too. And people getting badges, people getting awards and things like that, right? So think about, as part of your onboarding process, it's not just a lot of SaaS products when you first log in. It's just like, here's step one, here's step two, here's step three, step four. If you understand that onboarding is basically something that's going to help reduce churn for the long term, it's going to help retain people, it's your first impression, then you're actually incentivized to do the best job that you can and dangle carrots, to Neil's point, right? Again, 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%. It's not just those little tool tips. Tool tips are important, but how can you layer on something on top? And there's not a lot of people doing this really well right now, myself included. I'm pretty sure Neil included as well.
And with the referral-based marketing, there's a lot out there and it's for almost any type of business, like even the referral candies. You can end up using solutions like that even for e-commerce. So when you're thinking about gamification, it's not just for SaaS apps or internal employees. It literally can work for almost any form of marketing.
Yeah, final thing I'll say from my side, just to fast forward like a year or two, thinking about how you can gamify with the blockchain long-term. And I'm pretty sure someone will build a solution around this. Gamifying employee incentives, right? If Neil completes this task, he gets a little bonus over here, right? Or like you get little micro payments for taking these micro actions. I think it's going to get a lot more granular. So I think thinking ahead, looking at the blockchain, right? There's a lot of interesting practical technology coming out like Chainlink, right? So I'd advise taking a look at this stuff. I'm not telling you to go invest in a bunch of random coins and try to get rich. I'm telling you to look at practical use cases of blockchain. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. To learn about our virtual and our live event. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe because it helps us grow. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.